somebody say,
you say,
yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Say it now, say it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Father. You didn't do it forever, Father. We just come into your face, Lord, with thanksgiving, Lord, and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And so much to thank you for, Father, that we have not even seen or heard or anything. All we can say is thank you. For everything, for who you are, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, for everything we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And you're so worthy, my Father, of all our praise. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We offer the sacrifice of praise, Father. Even when we don't know how to praise and don't feel like praise and don't want to praise, Father, we offer unto you to sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the house. Hallelujah in the storms. Hallelujah in the valley low, the mountain top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise to you, my Father, for you have done great things. Hallelujah. You redeemed our life from destruction and found us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. 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 You restored back to us everything that we lost, Father. You restored back to us our dominion, our sovereignty, our raw power. Hallelujah. Our identity, our purpose, our destiny. The Holy Spirit. You, Lord. Hallelujah. You reconciled us back unto yourself. Through your son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 And for that, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to you. And Father, we come into this broadcast, Father, and reach out to your people, Father, those who are in the listening audience, Father God. We come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the court of praise, into the sanctuary, into the holy, under the ministry of the Spirit.
pray, Lord, that you would anoint the ears of those of us who might hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to those who have ears. We count it an honor and pray that you would summon God into your presence, that you have pointed unto us a golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So we come, Lord, as your disciples, Father, to sit at your feet. We ask, Lord, that you would feed. Here's our cup, Father. Fill it up. Feed us. One number. And Father, I would pray that your Holy Spirit, Father, would minister to these lips of faith, Father, to all our needs, my Father God, and that your people, that all of us, but not only hear, but not only hear what I say, but what you say about what I say. Speak to our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, Lord, we say thank you and praise your Holy Name. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. And what a privilege to come into your home, your automobiles, to this radio broadcast, share with y'all for the love of God. You know, I call it the greatest story that has ever been told, the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. Well, listen, sometimes we take that for granted, what I say, because it just seems like it comes from you. That's why I pray that you hear what the Holy Spirit say about it. Hey, listen, I'm going to say that one more time. But what God shared, the gospel of the kingdom is the greatest story that has ever been told. Never been proclaimed. It's the greatest. What do you say, Arthur? I'm going to say it one more time. What? The good news is Christ came proclaiming to mankind when he was about to live. Not just what he did and who he is and how he hung, bled, and died on the cross and all those great things, man, that we sing about, worship about, and praise him about and thank him about and all those things. And truly, he's worthy of all our praise and all our adoration, all our thanksgiving, and everything else. But boy, he came with a government on his shoulder. He came in not only doing things, man, but he came saying something. Hallelujah. He came saying something, and the thing that he was saying is the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. It's the greatest story that has ever been told. Let me tell you something about this story, what I've been telling you and sharing with you. Listen, you have an enemy out there. Whether you know it or not, boy, there's a war going on out there. And I don't care who you are, boy, nobody is there from it. It's a spiritual war. The majority of God people don't even know anything about, you know, because it's just civilians, man. But there's a war going on out there, man. And this war is taking place in the unseen realm. There's the devil and his angels, man, coming against, boy, I'm talking about, boy, God and his angels. Hallelujah. Who, for what purpose? Hey, boy, I'm talking about after you. The devil and his angels, I say it again, the devil and his angels and God and his angels. Boy, there's a war going on in the spirit realm, man, called spiritual warfare. And let me tell you something, boy, about the strategy of war. The strategy of war is this: destroy your enemy before your enemy destroy you. That's the strategy of war. Strategy of war again. The strategy of war is destroy your enemy before your enemy destroy you. I'm going to say it again. Boy, there's a war going on. Spiritual war. Again, the war is between the devil and his angels, boy, for your soul. And it's a man between, boy, I'm talking about the Father and his angel, boy, for your soul. Say that again. Whatever war going on, a spiritual war. And most of you out there don't know nothing about it because you just little children of God. And one thing about God, he ain't going to send no children to go fight no spiritual war. And that song that we sang, you know, I'm a soldier and in the army of the Lord. No, you not. You're not no soldier. And you're not in the army of the Lord. You might do the work of soldiers and do things in the nature of soldiers, but baby, you're a son of the Most High God. You're a daughter of the Most High God. And boy, I'm talking about the devil after you. He gonna steal, kill, and destroy. Boy, he gonna steal your purpose from you, steal your destiny from you, steal your identity from you, steal your dominion from you, steal your power from you, steal your treasure from you, steal your wealth from you, steal your health from you, steal your life from you. Steal, then, and after stealing from you, then man, kill you. What you mean, man? Have you, man, see that you die without ever discovering, man, who you really are, where you really come from, why you're really here, what we really can do, and where we're really going to end up at? If you die like that, man, you didn't just die, man. You know death killed you. I told you there's a war going on, boy. That devil don't ever want you, boy, to come to the knowledge world, the greatest story that's ever been told. You know, everyone, listen, he don't mind you being preoccupied about, he don't mind you having good church and everything else. Boy, I'm telling you, he don't want you to find out, man, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And he don't want you to find out the good news about it. What's the good news about it? That it's available to you right now. What other song that we used to sing back in the day, boy, you know, and the song went like this, boy, we've been deceived by the devil too long. We gonna tear that devil kingdom down. What he said was his, it's been ours all along. We gonna tear that devil kingdom down. How? Because we gonna go up. Going up, we are to the higher places. To do what, Arthur? To tear the devil's kingdom down. Who come? The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. No matter you having good church and trying your best to make it in, boy, he don't want you to know about your sovereignty and your dominion and your raw power. He don't want you to know about your righteousness and your peace and your joy in the Holy Ghost. He don't want you to know that all them things I'm talking about, boy, that's what you possess. That's what you have. That's what you have on the inside of you. And that's yours. He don't want you to know about this kingdom of heaven and the good news about it. He don't want you to know that that's your inheritance and that belongs to you. He wants you to be preoccupied with man trying to get there. Doing your best to make it in. And never coming to the knowledge of the truth that the love of God, boy, the love that God has for you and for me and for all of us, boy, started in our best attempts, boy, to try to make it in that we could not do it. So, boy, this love that he loved us with, boy, so much that, boy, even while we were yet in our sins, he sent his son. He came himself in the person of his son. And when he came to this, he came for a purpose, hallelujah. What he came for a purpose to do, boy, he came, boy, he did some things, but he came with a purpose. And his purpose was in his message, what he said, not what he did. Like I said, if we're not careful, we get preoccupied with what he did. And that's the devil's most successful tactic against us, to get us preoccupied with what he did at the expense of forfeiting, man, what he said. I'm going to say that again. The devil's most successful tactic against you out there as a believer, because if you're listening to this broadcast, that means that your heart is tending toward God, that you believe in God. This is Christian radio. You know, this is for believers. Believers listen to this. People, putting much people out in the secular world, they don't too much listen a lot to Christian radio. Even Christians don't listen a whole lot to Christian radio. So you know the world ain't listening to us. So if you're on this side of my voice, then, man, I'm talking about that man, your heart is tending toward God, and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and your Father in hell. So what you saying, Arthur? I'm saying that, man, his most successful tactic against you, who, this enemy in this warfare that he got going on, he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of what, boy, he said. He don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of what Jesus Christ said. He don't mind you, man, knowing about all that he did and everything else us and having good church about it and singing songs about it and all those things of that nature, boy, as long as you don't never find out, boy, what are this greatest story that has ever been told and the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. He'll ever want you to find out, man, about that. So he'll preoccupy you with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. What's a good thing, Arthur? The good thing about the gospel of Jesus, what he said, what he did, who he is. And most important, boy, the things that he said. Boy, that enemy don't ever want you to find that out, you know, and know that. And boy, that's what God raised up this broadcast for and this ministry for. Listen, for the last 2.5 years, we've been on a series, and the series is Rediscovering Eden. You know, rediscovering, I'm going to say it again, rediscovering Eden. Rediscovering, man, the kingdom of heaven, the original plan and purpose and destiny that God has and desire for our life. We've been sharing with you bits and pieces, man, you know, of this greatest story that has ever been told. And the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. Hallelujah. And then what it is, boy, is the restoration of God's kingdom back up on the earth. That's why, you know, I take a shift here and I take a turn here and I go in this direction, you know, to say, you know, once again, we've been on here for over 2.5 years, you know, in a series. And the series that we've been in is the series of restoration of God's kingdom back up on the earth. That's how we've been proclaiming to you over and over and over and over and over again. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you might pour, I'm talking about get this greatest story that's ever been told, pass your intellect down into your heart. I told you, if you're listening to this broadcast, that means you will believe in the Lord and you love the Lord your God with all your heart. Amen. All you God wants you to do for this broadcast to come to the knowledge of the plan and purpose and destiny that he has for your life. And that plan and purpose and destiny that he has for your life, boy, our eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard, nor have it entered into our heart the things that God has in store for us. That God has in store for us. Where that revealed that? For that revealing in the thing that Jesus Christ came to proclaim, boy, to humanity, to mankind. What's that again, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven, all that it has, all that it consists of, you who are in the sound of my voice, whose heart are tuned toward God, who love God, that's in a spiritual warfare that perhaps you're not really too much aware of all about it and the intricate details of it. But I'm talking about this greatest story that's ever been told and this greatest message that's ever been proclaimed is an end time message. And boy, I don't mean to become arrogant or say arrogant or act arrogant, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. But boy, you in a generation, in a time, boy, this message is beginning to take the center stage, boy, of the Christian world. What message is that, Arthur? The message that Jesus Christ preached. The word that he said. What's happening again, Arthur? What's been going on again, Arthur? We've been deceived by the enemy too long. And we've been preoccupied with what Jesus did and who he is and what he did, Arthur, he came down to this earth and he opened blind eyes and he unstopped their ears and did great and mighty things and he spoke to the winds and the waves and they obeyed him and he raised Lazarus from the dead. He healed all manner of sickness and disease, you know, and he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, man. I'm talking about he wouldn't even leave devil to subject to him. He cast down imagination and thoughts. He drove those out. All those things that he did. And if I know who he is, man, you know, we know who he is. That's the Son of God, you know. That's God's Son. We know who he is. But how many of you know really, man, have been focused on what he said? I'll say it again. How many of you know what he said? It's food for thought, and I don't just get past your intellect. I ain't come out here to stir up your emotion and to have no church with you. Listen, come on. God sent me out here to tell you, boy, that he, our religion and all the thing that we've been doing and everything, I mean, he said he's sick of that. He's sick of us having church, just having church, at the expense of not coming to the knowledge on how to be the church. So that when we go out into our everyday circumstances and situations and symptoms and worlds and patterns of operation and lifestyle that we live in, man, and impact it, man, with what our true purpose and destiny is. If you don't know that, then everything, how you going to do that? That's why I say your enemy on what is good. He don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. He don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of what Jesus said. He don't mind you, man, hearing everything about what he did and all those good things like that, as long as you don't ever find out, boy, what he said. What he said, Arthur? He begun his public ministry around 30 years old. You know, and during that time, you know, reason why I like that, because to be a rabbi, you had to be about 30 years old, you know, in that day and time. So in the fullness of time, you know, like the story that we said, we in the last week broadcast, he came in and he did mighty things, you know. And then what the mighty thing he did, I told you, he went to a warfare. He went to the boy, and the Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. And you know the story. He put the devil on his feet. And the Bible says, and after the devil leaving him, then the Bible says he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from that time forth, this is his mission statement. This is his first public message. This is the beginning of his ministry. This is his inaugurational speech. This is what he said, that which was from the beginning. I ain't talking about what he did now. Listen carefully. This is what he said. This is what he proclaimed. This is what he preached. I tell you again, you know, so just stay with me. You know, the devil's most successful tactic against us as believers and listen to his radio broadcast is to preoccupy us with what he said, what he did and who he is at the expense of not coming to the knowledge of what he said. Listen to what he said. He said, repent. The Bible says, from that time forward, he began to preach and to say. What preach means? To publicly declare a message. What he doing? He publicly declaring a message. He advertising something. What did he publicly declare? What message did he publicly declare? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. I'm going to say that again. This is the first message that came out. This is the first thing that came out of his mouth. Repent. When he began his public ministry, when he began to minister to the multitudes and to the people. Repent. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means it has arrived, is here. And at hand means that's how close it is. It's not only arrived and it's not only here, but it's within your reach. That's what at hand means. It's among you. It's right. It ain't in the sweet by and by. It's within your reach. It's at hand. It's within your reach. So if it's within your reach, then, man, you know, that's available to you right now. What do you say available to you right now? All of the kingdom of heaven. He said that's available to you right now. And what he want more than anything else, he wants you to come to the knowledge of that. He wants you to know that. And that's why he began to publicly declare that. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. All that you're trying to get to. Everything that your heart desire, you know. Everything that your Christian, the goal of your Christian man walk, your Christian relationship, the goal of it is to get to heaven. Listen to what he said. He said, I didn't come to bring you to heaven. My Father brought you down from heaven to earth. I come to bring men heaven to you? How come to bring heaven back to you? How come to bring the governing influence of heaven? Watch this. Not to you, back to you. I'm going to say something that may be a little offensive and may not go over as too good. You know, listen, by the same token that most of believers on this radio broadcast and listening at this radio broadcast, they believe in the Lord. And believing in the Lord, man, will get you saved. But I'm going to say something right here, too, that you need to hear, too. Listen, majority of the believers in the Lord that sit in our churches every Sunday, they don't know the word. Most of you, most believers out there, they don't read they don't know the word. They don't know what the word say. They know what the preacher say, you know, and they have their opinion of the word and what it say and their interpretation of what it say, but they don't know the word. They don't know the word. Majority of you out there in the sound of my voice may not know the word. I know a majority of believers, they don't know the word. I'm going to say it simple, man. People don't read the Bible. Devil don't ever want you, man, to understand that, to pick that up and read that, boy. You don't mind you, man, listen to everything else, boy. Every time you see something, man, about the word of God, boy, and if it's past 3 or 4 minutes, boy, I'm talking about you hurry up and move on, man. And you scroll on down, man, you know. We see a lot of religious things, even though in the media, you know, and we put amen behind a man, and, you know, half of the time, man, you didn't even really read it, man. You just saw, you know, it was from a good person, you know, it's good intentions, man. And some of y'all don't misunderstand, man. I ain't saying that to everybody. But in a lot of cases, you do. My point is, man, the devil's job was to keep you, man, from feasting and eating on the word of God for yourself. He keep you from coming to the knowledge of the truth. He don't want you to know what's really going on. He wants you to be preoccupied with having good church, man, and at the expense, man, of never, man, coming to the knowledge, man, that you are the church and how to be the church. God said he fed up with our religion. Read Bible in the book of Amos. You read that and see what God say about all our rituals and our ceremonies and everything else that we're putting on, man, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, man. Yet, man, living and dying like mere men and mere women, man, far below our rights and privileges, man, because we've been deceived by the devil too long. He didn't preoccupy us, man, who the church. With good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. What great thing, boy? Reigning in light. Ruling and reigning, man, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts our life. Walking in our purpose and destiny. Boy, helping God, man, fulfill his will and his plan and his purpose for mankind's life and for this earth. What's that, Arthur, boy, that what you've been praying all your life religiously, but perhaps not knowing, man, what's really sin and what's really going on? What have we been praying, Arthur? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. What you asking? That's your petition there. Let thy kingdom come. You've been praying that all your life. What you saying? Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can be done. Where? On earth. When? When your kingdom comes. How? Just like it is in heaven. Be done when? When your kingdom comes. Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. When they, what the first thing Jesus told them, man, when they come down to making your petitions, let your kingdom come, Lord. Devil wants you to think, man, it's in the sweet by and by. When Jesus Christ came, that listen to what he said, boy, this is the beginning of his ministry. He said, repent, why? Because, boy, the kingdom of heaven has come, has arrived. That you've been praying, let your kingdom come, boy, the Jesus Christ come preaching, man, is here. Where is it at, Arthur? It's not in observation, man. It's not over here. It's not in this place over here. Not in this geographical location, man. Where is this kingdom that you say has come? It's on the inside of you. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and, you, and I'm talking about, I ain't just talking about mimicking like a Paul parrot. I'm talking about the real thing. Where's this kingdom that you're talking about, Arthur? It's on the earth. Where it on the earth, Arthur? It's on the inside of you. It's on the inside of me. Thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, Galatians chapter 1, verse 13, and has translated us over into the kingdom of His dear Son. And this inheritance that we have, the Bible says, it's in light. What you mean, Arthur? It's in knowledge. It's in illumination. It's in you coming to the knowledge of it. That's why I told you, boy, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge, boy, of the greatest story that's ever been told and the greatest message that's ever been proclaimed. They get you preoccupied with the preliminaries. They get you preoccupied, boy, I'm talking about, I feel the Holy Ghost. They get you preoccupied with the law and the prophets. Don't mind you preaching the law and the prophets, man, everything else, boy. All those, and let me tell you something, those are preliminary bouts. And in time past, God spoke to us through the law and the prophets. But, boy, in this day and time that you're living in, He won't speak to you Himself. He wants you to come past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church service, past this radio broadcast where He's listening to me. He wants you to come past all this right here and come all the way into His very presence, behind the veil, into the very presence of the Most High God, where you can commune with Him being one-on-one. I'm talking about it. Talk to Him, man, just like you hear His voice, just like you hear my voice. Developing and growing, man, into that, coming on back into the presence of the Most High God, boy. Why? Because that thing that you've been praying, boy, Lord, let your kingdom come, 2,000 years ago, boy, He sent it. The prophet Isaiah said in time past when he was speaking to us through the law and the prophet, this is what one of the prophets said, right? Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. What's going to be up on this shoulder, boy? He come in, bring it back, boy. The governing system of heaven. What you mean the governing system of heaven, boy? The way heaven operates. The functioning principles of heaven. The lifestyle of heaven and how to live that lifestyle here on earth. The keys to the kingdom. He come with that on his shoulder. He didn't come, man, with religion. He didn't come in to have church like we know it. He didn't come for all of that. I told you, read Amos chapter 5 and see what God said about all that in this generation. In time past, they did that, man, because that's how God was dealing with them in that time. But in this time that you live in, man, listen, that was a dispensation of the law. You live in a dispensation of the grace of the Most High God. Well, boy, the law has been taken off that stony tablet, man, that was broken and placed on the tablets of man, our hearts. So, well, it's not our desire to sin. If we say we without sin, then we lie. But if we sin and we confess our faults, then He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We become Him and who we already are, washed. Living in a dispensation of the grace of God. Again, translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear Son. What the problem is, Arthur, boy, you don't know that. You don't know the laws that govern that. You don't know how to live kingdom life. You know how to live Christian life. You know how to try to live Christian life. You know the law and the prophets, man, but you don't know the gospel of the kingdom. Well, I don't know the gospel of the kingdom because that gospel has been hid. And it ain't been hidden from you. It's been hidden for you. Now, who knows whether you come to the radio broadcast and tune in to this radio broadcast for such a time as this, to hear this opportune time that all of the kingdom of heaven, everything that your heart desire, your goal, boy, your maximum goal for your Christian experience, man, that as you try, boy, your best to make it in and get through, boy, Jesus Christ came to this earth, man, with a message, and the message was, boy, that kingdom of heaven that you're trying to get to, I come to bring it back to you. I come to bring it back to you. That's why we've been telling you on this radio broadcast for the last 2.5 years, over and over and over and over again, about, boy, the big picture. What's the big picture, man, about your whole Bible? What's really going on? What's really going on, man? It's about a king and his kingdom. Who is this king? Almighty God. What's his kingdom, boy? I see him in the kingdom of hell. What the Bible's about? The Bible's about, boy, a king. This almighty God that we talk about and that we serve and that we love and that we appreciate and that we adore and that we worship, man, and all the thing that we do and everything, he a king. Psalm 24 says, who is the king of glory? The Lord God Almighty. Open the gate and let the king of glory come in. Who is the king of glory? He's a king. And not only is he a king, but he's the king of kings. What the Bible is about, it's about a king. And you know what else this Bible is about? It's about his, this king that I'm talking about, Almighty God, this king that he is, this ruler that he is, this sovereign reign that he is, this sovereignty that he is, complete rule and complete reign over everything, creator of everything else, boy. Glory to God. He got a kingdom. What's a king without a domain or a territory? His kingdom is heaven, the unseen realm, the highest heaven. That's his domain. That's his territory. And there's a governing influence in that territory. There's a pattern of operation in that territory. There's a lifestyle in that territory. There's a way of living in that territory. There are laws in that territory. There's a lifestyle and a culture in that territory. Can you imagine, man, what life is in that territory, how life is in heaven? Your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard, nor has it entered into your hearts, man. All that door, I'm telling you, boy, that Jesus Christ come back proclaiming to you in that message that he first started off with. What he said, Arthur? What he said when he begun his public ministry, when he began to proclaim, man, what you call the greatest story that has ever been told and the greatest message that has ever been preached? What did he say? He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me say that in simple language. This is what Jesus is saying. Listen, all that you've been framed up to, this whole way of living, this whole lifestyle, everything that you think, I'm talking about everything, from day one, you were born in sin and Satan iniquity. And you were born in a world that's motivated on an earth with a world and arrangement and a pattern of operation on it that's motivated and influenced, man, and set up, man, by the devil. Not just the evil in it, all the good in it, too. Adam didn't just eat out the tree of evil. They ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So all the good that's in this world and everything else, boy, this ain't God's intent and written a plan and purpose for your life. So Jesus' first word was, man, repent. We didn't religiousize the word and make it seem like, man, quit doing this and quit doing that. That's included in it. But this word repent is way further more than that, man. It means, man, change what? Change everything. Everything got to change. All of you. Because you've been born in condition and trained, man, to think according to this world system, man, that you've been born in. And Jesus Christ come born to translate you out of this world system over into another world system that was originally here on the earth that I've been telling you about, boy, for two and a half years. What? Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Well, let me tell you something. Because you don't read the Bible, you don't know that. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, it was heaven on earth. It was God, man, had set up, boy, his plan and his purpose and his destiny for earth and mankind. He set that up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He created the earth. He created mankind, came from him. He came down, man, from heaven where we originated at, where we come from. That's where our citizenship is at, in heaven. But, boy, God's not only about a king and a kingdom, but it's about, man, what his desire is. What his desire is to have a whole bunch of kids. A whole family of sons. And his whole family of sons that he having are kings too. That's why he's the king of kings. Why are you making a whole family and making them kings too? Because he wants them to be just like him, just like he said. He created us in his image and his likeness, and he's a king. And he has a domain. The Bible says, boy, the highest heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to us. Well, he ruled in the unseen realm. Then he gave us a seen realm to rule in, the earth. Not over people, but over with every circumstance and situation and symptom, man, that confronts our lives here on the earth and over all the earth. He set that up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and he established that, and he had that going on in those two chapters. Well, it was heaven on earth. You know the story. Adam and Eve, dear man, he came down on the body from the dust of the ground, then breathed into that body, brought the breath of life, the Holy Spirit, then put that body in the Garden of Eden, man, a carbon copy in heaven, then took that body and say, on your mark, get set, go. What's your purpose and what's your mandate, boy? To, man, establish the governing influence of the territory that you originated in, heaven, where I created you at, in heaven. God brought you down in his earth to what do what other? To extend the governing influence of heaven, boy, the culture of heaven, man, well, to your domain, to your territory. For what purpose? So that, man, it might be on the earth just like it is in hell. That you might be just like me in my image and my likeness, ruling and reigning over your domain just like I'm ruling and reigning over my domain. And God set that up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In Genesis chapter 3, boy, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Why? Because that was God's original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. What he wanted, man, what his Bible is about, is about a king. It's about his kingdom. It's about his royal family, man, a family of sons, offspring from him. It's about him, man, you know, colonizing our territory, man, making our territory a colony of his territory, making earth a colony of him. How you gonna get that done? Through his called out ones, through his church. What is church gonna, how is church gonna carry it out? His church gonna sit at his feet and get his will and learn of him and get it right out, come past the gates, past the court, past the church service, and come all the way into the presence of the Most High God, like Adam and Eve was in the garden when they were walking and talking with God in the garden with unbroken fellowship, man, and no sin and no rebellion and everything else. Can you imagine, boy, that kind of life? Here's a question, boy. What would you think, boy, life would be like, man, if Adam and Eve, man, would have never ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What do you think life would be like? What do you think life would be like on the earth? What do you think it would be like on the earth if Adam and Eve, now if Adam and Eve didn't want to never ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You don't have to answer that. Just food for thought. Here's something else. What do you think we'd be doing if Adam and Eve would have never ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You think we'd be having church like we have here now and going through all this stuff that we're going through here and not up on this earth? No. Let's say it again. No. You know, I tell you what would be going on if Adam and Eve wouldn't have ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It'd be heaven on earth. Because that's God's original intent. What you mean heaven already, man? That earth is a colony of hell. How you going to get that done through? What's his strategy and plan to get that done? He's going to get that done through his family of sons, mankind, us. So he's going, man, you know, we originated in hell. He come down to the earth, formed a body for us to live in so that we could dominate and have dominion over this, over all the earth. Then he released on the inside of us the divine connection born to my heaven, the Holy Spirit, the connection to all of the culture, the governing influence of the territory of heaven. Who's that, man? The Holy Spirit. So what purpose, boy? So that, boy, I'm talking about we could know our Father in heaven. Who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? Who can reveal to and tell you what I'm thinking better than I can? Who can say, tell us, man, what God is really about than, man, his spirit, man? He knows everything, who, man? You know, and boy, God breathed on the inside of us, boy, in Adam, that Holy Spirit. What purpose? Because that's the connection, man, of heaven to earth. The mind of God, the will of God, the thoughts of God, the idea of God, the ability of God, the power of God. All that God consists of, what? In the Holy Spirit. And then, boy, I'm talking about, then he planted a garden. You know the story. I just putting water on the seed. And then he placed a man in that place. What's the garden, man, of Eden, man? It's a spot. You come a moment. Spot. Door. delightful place. Presence of the Lord. Five strokes in Hebrew language. What is spot, moment, door, delightful place, presence of the Lord. What does he mean? It's a spot on the earth. It was a spot on the earth, a geographical location on the earth, a spot, but not just geographical location, an environment and an atmosphere. That's the delightful place. That comes what? That comes from the literal presence of the Most High God. So what was even an open door into a delightful place? The literal presence of the Lord that was on a spot on the earth for a moment. And there he praised the man. What you saying, tell us that for? I'm talking about boy, good. He set up his kingdom up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man, and started us on a course toward our destination. And let me tell you something, that's you've been just quoting, man, but I'm talking about you don't know the reality of it. I'm going to tell you, let me say it again to you, hope, man, that is, and put some, in time come, put some seed on, some water on this seed. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete that, baby. Hello. What work did he start on the inside of us? You have to check it out at Genesis 1 and 2. Like I say, majority of you don't read the Bible, so you don't know. And you've been preaching, man, the law and the prophet, but you ain't been preaching the greatest story, the gospel of the kingdom, like what I'm telling you now, man. This ain't going to stir up your emotion, man. I'm talking about this. Thank God for good inspirational messages and everything else that stir up your emotion, but this ain't what this is, man. This not inspiration. This information. Now, I ain't opposed against inspiration. I like good inspiration to preaching and everything else. But let me tell you something, man, you need more than just inspiration. You need some information. And when you can put them two together, inspiration and information, listen, the whole purpose for the inspiration of the message is to inspire you to go get some information. Glory to God. Because inspiration without no information, man, is just like Karl Marx said, man, religion is the opium of the people. You get hyped up on Sunday, man, because you hear a good message that can stir up your emotions and everything else, and how you're feeling good, man, and everything else. And then when you leave out there, man, and because you don't have no information, then that inspiration starts wearing down through the week. Then you come back next Sunday, man, get another fix. So I'm going to call Mark called religion the opium of the people. Same thing you go to do when you go, man, watch your children play, man, sports and everything else. You go to the game on Friday night, man, and I'm talking about your team winning, and you all emotional and everything else and get up and everything else, man. And I'm talking about hooping and hollering, jumping and shouting and clapping and everything else, just like you do in church, man. Especially when your team winning. Hallelujah. And then after the game over with, man, then the emotions start wearing down, man. Then next Friday night game, man, right back up again. That's all that religion does, man. But that's inspiration. And inspiration is good. But the purpose of inspiration, man, is to inspire you to go get some information. And when you put them two together, inspiration and information, then we can really be about our Father's business. So what you saying, Arthur? I'm saying, man, that boy, I'm talking about his original intent. He had that up on the earth. He set that up on the earth. That's why what you telling us that, because, man, I'm telling you, man, what Jesus Christ come proclaiming. What happened, Arthur, in Genesis chapter 3 of your Bible, man? Something happened, man, and changed his plan. The enemy, like I say, that warfare that I'm telling you about that going on, boy, he coming, man, and interrupted not the purpose, but the plan that God had. What was God's plan of establishing man heaven on earth? Through the program called colonization, man, what? By sending citizens, man, from the territory of war that they want it colonized from, citizens from heaven. That's why our citizenship is in heaven. We originated from heaven. The way you colonize a territory, man, you send a governor, man, you send the governor to the territory, and you send citizens from that territory to the territory that you want to colonize. So God sent the Holy Spirit, and he sent us, man, down here to the earth. For what purpose, man? So that we could colonize this earth. So that he could colonize this earth. How? Through us. Who? The Holy Spirit that's motivated and influenced and that's connected to heaven, man, that's living on the inside of us, man, so that we could fulfill the purpose and destiny. And put us in the place, man, to do it from, the Garden of Eden. put us in the carbon copy of heaven, and then gave us a mandate, what? Hey, be fruitful, that means productive, and multiply, that means and not only just produce a lot, not only just produce an apple, but produce an apple, a tree, and not only produce an apple tree, but produce an apple orchard, man. Not only produce an apple orchard, but produce an apple, man. I'm talking about, man, just the seed, just on and on and on. And then, man, and then replant the earth, distribute it. I send you here as a seed, said the Lord, to grow up into a tree that will produce fruits that you'll be able to feed to your circle of influence. What your purpose, your gift, your talent, man, what I have for you, man, so that you can feed that to the world. And he said that upon the earth. Genesis chapter 3, he lost that. And from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of your Bible in the Old Testament in Malachi is the law and the prophets. Dear Lord, because when they fail, man, then everything else, you know the story, that's in time to come. But from that time forward, boy, what was proclaimed unto mankind was the law and the prophet. And notice what the law and the prophet was proclaimed to. It was proclaimed to a people who had fallen. They didn't fall from heaven, but they fell from their mandate, their dominion, their royal power. They lost the Holy Spirit. They became an unclean vessel. Their sin separated them from God, and the Holy Spirit left. The connection left. Therefore, we were disconnected, spiritually dead, disconnected from all the resources of heaven, all that heaven is, the culture of heaven. So instead of us being able to fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny, man, now we done lost the connection, and we out here in the wilderness, man, on our own. Declared independence from God. Declared independence from our source and sustainer, man. And then, man, we out here on our own, man, now under the governing influence of the devil, man, who deceived us and got us, man, out of the Garden of Eden, man, over into the wilderness. Just like a fisherman do a fish, man. He deceived and put a good bait over an evil hook. And the good bait, the fish don't see the evil hook. He go after the good bait. And when he go after the good bait, the evil hook that's under that bait snatches him out of the water, the place where he was designed to live and to operate and to just live life, move fairly through, boy. Now he out of that place, deceived. And no longer in the water, but, man, out in the atmosphere, in the air, and on the ground, and flipping and flopping all over the place. Why are they doing all that flipping and flopping? Because he out of his home. He out of familiarity. He out of place. And he's flipping and flopping, man, because he trying to find that place back again. Just like your life, flipping and flopping. Just like all our life, flipping and flopping, man. But, cause boy, I'm talking about the devil deceived us and, man, and caused us, man, to be plucked out of the Garden of Eden, just like a fisherman get the fish out the water. Well, let me tell you something. After everything that God was talking about as I begin to close this radio broadcast, between the law and the prophets, that was God speaking to men who had fallen. Now, you got nothing to do with this. If we continue this, because we're going to continue this, now we're going to get into the good part. Now, we're going to find out, man, what Jesus preached. That's why I open up with that first scripture right there, Matthew 4:17. From that time forth, he began to preach and say, what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 that I've been telling you about for the last 45 minutes, when Jesus Christ came to this earth and that government that he had up on his shoulder and what he became to preach to the people. He said, that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when God was walking and talking with mankind, all mankind that was in Adam in the Garden of Eden, that lifestyle, that way of living, that environment, that atmosphere, that dominion, that desire, that plan, that purpose, boy, that God has for your life, man, I come to bring that back. I come to bring that back. I come to re-establish that. I come to re-establish that life. I didn't come, man, you to have church and everything. I come to re-establish, man, the life that you would have with God when you were walking and talking with him in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. That's what I came to bring back to you. I come to bring back Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and what was going on in those two chapters. That's what I came to establish back on this earth. I didn't come to establish it on the earth. I come to establish it back on the earth. That's why I say rediscovering, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. It was once up on the earth, and then, man, God lost it. And God lost it, boy. I'm talking about God started preparing and making preparations, man, to get that thing back. That's what all Jesus Christ comes from. That's what Calvary is all about. That's what all the things that he did, you know, and all the things that he was doing that we've been preaching and everything. Now, that was a means to an end. Boy, to get you, man. What he did, man, yeah, he opened blind eyes and unstopped at the end. He hung dead and died up on the cross. But that ain't it. That's the door. The door to what? To that man, the life of place. The door, man, what? To back into the Garden of Eden. The door where? Back behind the veil, past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past church service, man, all the way past the veil, man, because it's been torn in two, man, signifying that you can come all the way back into the presence of the Most High God, boy, without any sense of guilt and condemnation, man, knowing that even though your sins are like scarlet, you've been washed white as snow, man. For what point, Arthur, would you come on back into the Genesis chapter 1 and 2? That's his desire. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching and saying, death at hand. What's at hand? That life that Adam was living, man, with God before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Remember I asked you that question? What you think life would be like, man, if Adam and Eve had not eaten off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil? It would be heaven on earth. That's what Jesus Christ come bring back, and that's what he come preaching, man. The death is available to you. That's at your hand. And when you come to the knowledge of that, that's why I say, devil don't want you to hear the gospel of the king. He don't want you to hear what I'm telling you. He don't want that to get past your intellect and get down into your heart, because it'll change your whole life. It'll cause you, man, go through everything. It'll cause you to do just like he said, you'll repent. You'll change everything. And you'll go, man, it's like a treasure that's hidden in the field. And boy, you come by this field, and you'll get this treasure. Because everything that you're looking for, that's where it's at in the kingdom. And you know what the good news is? Jesus Christ come to bring that to you and say, that's yours, that's your inheritance. That life that was going on in those chapters, that's what I came to bring back, said the Lord. And that's what I proclaim to you on this radio broadcast. That's what I share with you. That's my desire on this radio broadcast, that you come to the knowledge of that. What is that, Arthur? I'm talking about the greatest story that's ever been told, the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. What you doing, Arthur? I'm preaching. What know what preach means? To publicly declare a message. And I also mean teaching you what God's original plan and purpose and destiny is for your life. The big picture. What it is, Arthur? He wanted to be in your life. He want to hang out with you. He want to fellowship with you. He want to walk and talk with you. He want a relationship with you. He want to love on you. He wants you to come, man, all the way into his very presence. Come back. Well, the wait has already been made. Don't just stop at the door. Don't just stop at the good things about Jesus and what he did and who he is, man. Listen, that's a means to an end. Because if you stop there, man, then guess what you are? You're dealing with the preliminary bouts. You're just hearing, man, the message from the law and the prophets. I say this here because my time is up on this radio, but all the message that you hear about the law and the prophets, that, you know what that's really all about, man? That's preliminary bouts that leads to the main event. And in those preliminary bouts, you know who the battle is up against in those preliminary bouts? In those messages, the battle is the devil against man, God's people. You trying your best to get in. You trying to recover yourself from the snare of the devil. You warfare, your spiritual warfare against the devil, man. That's what that's all about, man, trying to live right. You want to do the right thing, but you can't do the right thing. You don't want trying to get your destiny, trying to get fulfillment, trying to get, man, to fulfillment of life, man. Your battles, man, your struggle, man, to reach a utopia, man, to have the best government, to have the best world, to have the best life. And then it's about your enemy, man, that's doing everything you can, man, to stop you from getting it. All that's the law and the prophets. Those are preliminary battles. That's the battle between you and the devil. Hey, man, listen, y'all. The main event is between Jesus and the devil. Jesus won. That battle already lost. That battle already won, y'all. That's the gospel of the kingdom. You ain't got to fight this battle. It's already won. It's already done. It's already been fought 2,000 years ago. All you got to do is come on into the kingdom and have force your victory. Hey, listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, man, we pray God's blessing upon your life. If you ever like to contact us or need any information concerning our ministry, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. 713-870-3776. God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Call us. We love to hear from you. 713-870-3776.